So final question to both of you, just taking a breath and sitting back a little bit. Mike, what are the areas, what are the new trials that you're excited about seeing results of in metastatic colorectal cancer? Where are some of the things happening that you think are most exciting for the future?
I think we'd kind of get back to where we've kind of had success previously, which is, various different molecular subtypes, right? I mean, I think clearly we have a lot of different subtypes where we're seeing activity. And so there's a lot of excitement of moving these kind of agents into earlier lines of therapy. And so we talked about, this recent kind of HER2 targeted drug conjugate, moving that earlier, clearly extremely high kind of response rate and activity profile there. And so something that we could be using even earlier in patients. I think we talked about BRAF and looking at kind of early designs of BRAF targeted with chemotherapy, I think is a really exciting area. And then in the MSI space, we've kind of mentioned the idea of, combination versus monotherapy, a randomized trial really asking that question, which approach is better. And so I think we're going to have those trials are going to be happening. And so we'll kind of be able to see some benefits gained in these kind of various different molecular subsets. And that's probably where I have the most excitement going forward right now.
Same question to you, Axel.
So beyond what Mike said, two areas which I believe are really interesting. Number one, I do believe there will be a way to make non-immunogenic tumors immunogenic with more, let's say, combination therapies that are probably more rationally designed. Or if at all, there are dozens of studies currently investigating immune checkpoint inhibitor combination with whatever is out there. And I hope that something will stick in the end and will move us forward and allow us to learn from it. So that's one thing, and that might be a little bit wishful thinking, but I still hope and I believe that this is going to happen. Secondly, we've talked about the use of circulating tumor DNA here and there. So I strongly believe that this is a tool that will help us evaluate our treatment responses better, more rapidly perhaps than with a scan, especially when we talk about, identifying patients might not respond right away to certain targeted interventions. And secondly, also, as highlighted before, to identify mechanisms of, acquired resistance and really then be smarter in developing the next line of treatment. Now, this will require a different approach toward clinical trial design than what we've been doing so far. And we're probably not there yet to have the optimal clinical trial that would pass some rigor of scrutiny, in terms of what the endpoints will be. But I believe that circulating tumor DNA as a tool will really shape the way we treat patients. We identify patients in early stage disease for treatment or no treatment, but also how we monitor patients on therapy and how we select our treatment sequentially.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Oncology Today.